Morning from Dan and Dalton, FM Talk 106.5 at 7:56. Let's get him on the radio.
Yes, Captain Bobby Abrascato with A-Team Fishing. It's a Thursday, time for the Fishing Report, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company and McConnell Automotive. Good morning, Captain Bobby. Got the Roy Martin this weekend.
Yes, sir. This is the start this weekend of a big, long week of two weekends in a row of some big-time fishing, man. And fortunately, it looks like we're going to have fairly decent weather, which is tends to be kind of a 50-50 deal on the rodeo. The poor people, they do all the work and planning and everything, and then the weather gets bad. It was sure bad last year. But looks like we're going to have a pretty good stretch of weather. The other thing, too, you guys get in early enough, I know, in the morning to see that big, beautiful full moon that's out right now. So we're on that full moon cycle, and that's always magic for the trout bite. And, boy, it has been the last couple days, especially this morning. It's we just got a picturesque morning with a little light north wind, and first trip up the bay, and I'm very happy to report that the water in the bay, which is the area east of the Dolphin Island Bridge and up in towards downtown, is really cleared up nicely. We're way up the bay this morning. It's my first trip in a while up here, and just having a fantastic morning. So if you enjoy fishing the bay, I'm glad to report that there's plenty of clear water and there's plenty of fish. The fishing down in the Sound, which is the area west of the Dolphin Island Bridge, is really, really been good. There's a lot of shrimp and a lot of bird activity down there, and it's a great recipe for taking a young person fishing this weekend, because the action is just hard to beat, and that's what really keeps those young people coming back.
Yeah, and I know you love seeing the kids out there catching. It can really change a life. You know, somebody ends up being hooked for life.
It does, man. I'll tell you, I really, really enjoy it. I can't get enough of seeing them doing that. And, again, it kind of plants a seed a lot of times. You have a good couple good fishing trips with a young person. I can promise you the next time you ask them to go fishing, they're going to be standing by the truck in the driveway waiting on you to come out. They're going to be ready to go. So
that's awesome. Parking, too, we don't have a whole lot of time here, but Dolphin Island, of course, we've talked about that some already this summer.
Yep, that's right. The only thing I can tell you is be courteous. You know, you're going to have a lot of possibly a single parent, maybe a father launching with some kids, not having a whole lot of help. So just be patient and be courteous this weekend. Take your time. If you're anxious to get out on the water and you're not fishing with a young person, get there early and get launched. That's the only way you're going to get away from the ramp quickly this weekend.
Captain Bobby, A-Team Fishing.
Yeah, and you can sign up for a trip with Captain Bobby at ateamfishing.com. But also, he has a lot of great information on that website, too, ateamfishing.com. That's the Fishing Report, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company and McConnell Automotive.